Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Some funny bits in it.
It was really beautiful. So it was an early start for us when we went over to pick up Scott Balcony, which is always a joy, even on a sad day.
So I'm listening, but I'm going to be typing some stuff as well.
Even on a sad day. And as soon as that little fellow was in the back seat,
all right, Mary Poppins, you have to keep an eye on him, keep your hands on your pockets, because he likes to pick a pocket or two, doesn't he?
He's a scallywag. He can't help himself. He's a joy. He's an absolute joy. So we went on and we got there super, super early because I'm always late. So Ian always lies to me about what time we have to be out. And on this occasion, I was on time. But also we were anticipating bad traffic.
I was being hyper cautious with the time because when I checked the timings at night, it was 20 minutes to Scott, 20 minutes to Wembley. When I checked them in the morning, it was like 50 and 50. So I just wanted to... because Joe, my sister, had never met Scott before. We had this conversation on the way home. Never met Scott Balcony. Sorry,
but it's one of those situations, Joe, where neither of you could quite remember whether you'd met before because you kind of know each. Well, you know each other. You know each other through Twitter and through Ian and stuff. And so to actually meet in person for the first time, it felt a bit sort of strange and special and wonderful and you're both very familiar with each other, so it was great. Anyway, so it was lovely to see everyone get back together. And we got there early, so we had the debate as to whether we go and hang outside the church for an hour or sit in the car. And, of course, I'm with two introverts, so we sat in the car.
Oh, excuse me. Who went round talking to everybody?
Yeah. That was incredible. But, you know, we were biding our time.
We got to meet the lovely Victoria. Lovely Victoria and lovely Mark, who I had been communicating with, and they'd been arranging going to visit him and the funeral and stuff like that. They were wonderful human beings. Three of his Lino's Italian aunties, family were there, two of whom didn't speak any English. One, I thought her English was really good. She was saying she didn't speak English, but the fact that we could understand her saying she didn't speak English. Mm-hmm. A lovely old lady who, she was delightful. I liked her a lot.
Yeah, and she appreciated you. You were so kind to her. I was really touched by that, the fact that you went over and you had a really long chat with someone, both of you, not quite understanding each other, but understanding each other.
We had a long chat, and then afterwards she was crying, and I thought I should really go and give her a little hug, shouldn't I? Yeah. Simple things to do that can help. Roman Catholic funeral. I don't have much. I've not much experience with the Roman Catholic faith.
There
was a lot of things that we weren't allowed to do. Right? He wanted. I gave the eulogy. He wanted a script, and I was like, I'm going to wing it. I typed up something. They wanted to play Both Sides Now, a cover of the Joni Mitchell song by one of Lino's friends. Weren't allowed to do that. We couldn't carry the coffin in because the door wasn't high enough. And actually, thank God, because we did lift it a couple of times. Bloody, he was a big lad. So The undertaker said, well, what you can do, pallbearers, is you can walk by the side of the coffin. We'll push it, but you can hold the handles and be part of that.
It's on a trolley. They weren't scooting it along the floor.
Yeah, on a couple of skateboards. And the vicar said, no. Is it a vicar if it's Catholic?
No, it's a priest.
The priest. The priest said, no. So Mark Kemp said, the priest isn't keen. I said, well, what do you think, Mark? He said, well, Lino would want you to do it, so we're going to do it.
I'm pretty sure there are priests who are not as traditional as this fella. It did seem very conservative, with a small c, the way he was conducting that ceremony. It was, you know, it was all liturgy. It was all about Lino's. At one point, he said it out loud, didn't he? This is about Lino's relationship with God, not necessarily his relationship with us.
Yeah.
And that said it all to me. That's why he wasn't interested in personalising it all, because it was not about us and us. You know, generally, I've only ever been to sort of Church of England funerals before, but my mate in Spain is obviously, you know, she's Catholic, so I've sat through quite a lot of Catholic church ceremonies. And I just feel like with the ceremonies I've been to, humanist ones and Church of England ones, there is always an attempt to personalise it a little bit, because it's about comforting those that are left behind. There was none of that. There was none of that, was there? Not even a tiny bit. So when he was done with the belts and braces stuff, you were allowed to go up and speak, and it was for me the best part of the day.
I got really nervous and I kind of froze, which is very, very unusual. And I had this bit of paper where I typed the script and I thought, well, I can use that as notes, but I couldn't read it. It was too small. I should have printed it big, and I forgot it. I felt I could have delivered it better, but it, you know, apparently it did the job. So that was the church. And then we went to a graveyard about 20 minutes away. And then we did lift the coffin. It was heavy. I have never been to a burial. Been to a couple of cremations, three cremations. I've never been to a burial. Oh, Joe says you were the best bit, apart from when the priest started singing. The priest started singing on his own, and it was incredible, right?
I was right at the far end of the pews, so I could hear
pubes.
All of a sudden, I could hear there'd been some sort of.
Oh no, we've lost you, Catherine.
Singing, and there was an immediate reaction from the other end of
Catherine,
the pew.
Catherine, we've lost you. We've lost you. Stop. Come back. Lost you.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Are you reading me?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
There's a 5-second delay.
I'm going to leave and come.
So the priest started singing. And me and Scott, we were kneeling. There was a bit where we were asked to kneel. And I like all of the, I like all of that stuff. Don't claw that. Just sit down, darling. Patty has been very clingy since George died. Very clingy. Will not leave my side. And she sleeps here. And Lucky, who was never that affectionate, Lucky sleeps here now. Every night. You never really see Lucky. And she sleeps there. It's all changed. And so Scott was next to me, and I thought he was laughing. So I nudged him. Then we sat up, and then I said, Scott, were you laughing or crying? And he went, I was crying. And I was like, oh, shoot. So I put my hand on his knee, and I rubbed his knee. And I put my arm around him and said, come on, man, you're doing really well. And then later on, he just said, oh, I was laughing. I said, I thought you said you were crying. I was had my arm around you. He said, no, I was laughing at his singing. Anyway, go on, Catherine, you're back.
No, that's what I was trying to say. So the singing I say singing. It was it was an interesting, you know, if someone who obviously enjoyed performance. Anyway, it was a performance.
Were you there? Sorry, were you there? Go on.
He started singing, and then from the other end of the, you've already covered this, but the other end of the pew, there was like this, and I thought, oh God, someone's really upset. And then it started to pass along, and then I looked to the side of me and realised it was laughter. It was stifled laughter from three over 40-year-olds.
Emmy is here. We'll come. Did you leave the card that Emmy made? Or have you still got it in your bag?
It may still be in my bag, actually.
Would you be able to show it? Because I wanted to tweet it, but I didn't have it.
1 second.
Emmy is part... we're kind of jumping all over the place, but it's part of the Stephen Page community. And Lena was a huge part of that. And I'm not going to get to see Stephen's 100th live from home because I'm off to see the Surrey Scorchers, who I love. But I met Emmy afterwards in the wake, the pub that we were all in. And I went, it's not my natural thing to go up to people. But Mark said, oh, there's some people from Stephen Page there. And I went, oh, OK, I'll go and say hello. And there was Disco Stew. And then Emmy came out and she said, oh, I've got a present for you. But it might upset you, and I'm really sorry if it does. And she handed me a card. I'm not going to cry. And I opened it, and I just started sobbing. I started sobbing. Catherine, do you want to show them?
How lovely is that?
That's my little boy.
It's so
and
beautiful.
That's not just a drawing of my little boy.
That's
that
him.
Is my little boy. That is my little boy. I can't. All right, I can't look at him now. And Crunchy Frog did that. And I just burst into tears. I was totally done in. And I hugged her about five times. I'm sorry about that. And I just thought, wow, someone took the time to do that. And it's also, it's not like, oh, you did a drawing. It's spot on. And I've paid
Vamped Tees
is going to do like a painting of George for me, like she did with Velvet, and they're going to go side by side. But that is absolutely magical. That is going to get framed. That is probably going to go in my bedroom, I would imagine, possibly on the fireplace. I want to find a nice place for it. So that was thank you. Emmy says, it helped me to process to draw it. It's 7 years since my dad died today. Oh, no, and a very griefy time. And I know that love for pets is real. I fear losing my pug. The anniversaries can be very, very tough, and I hope you are able to look after yourself today. I hope you're okay. Is what I'm trying to say. I hope you're okay. I didn't remember for a long time, and I would get a text from either my sister or my friend Simon, whose dad died like 25 years before, but on the same day, and I would just forget, and then I get a text going, "Oh shit, it's today!" And now I've got it in. Well, it's in my Google Diaries, Dad's death, which is not the most.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Emmy, it was so lovely to meet you and Stu, and that generosity in the time it took to make that, and that is a very special gift. That is a very special gift that is going to live there, and the kindness. So thank you. Back to, the burial. That was a thing. I've never been to a burial. Have you?
Yeah.
Weird, didn't they?
It had the first one I ever saw had a very deep effect on me. And it was one of those things where it stayed he was on my shoulder for quite a long time afterwards.
Yeah.
And it wasn't someone I was massively close to. It was my friend's boyfriend. And he died quite suddenly. And I just remember them. I just remember that feeling of leaving the coffin there. And I, you know, this wasn't someone who had been, as I say, massively close to, but I kept thinking of him there on his own.
That's what Scott was saying on the way home. He said, I feel really terrible that we've just left him there on his own.
I think it's because all the attention and all the thought up until that moment is about them and looking after them, right? And you have the whole, you're waiting for them at the church, you see them through it, you're there with them, you say goodbye to them, and then that, and then they're on their own, you know. It's the strangest thing. It's the strangest thing. And, you know, to the point where afterwards, for the week or so afterwards, every time it rained, I thought, oh, poor lad, he's out there in the rain. Hmm. You know, and I knew that that's not logical, but that's the way I thought. So I get it. Scott is exactly the same place that I was.
So the people who were going to be pallbearers were allowed to take the coffin out of the hearse, put it on sort of these rods so that you could then we had to run the straps, thank you. Straps through the handles. Don't wrap it. He kept saying, don't wrap it around your hand. You've got to lift it. And so the grave is there and the coffin's there, but it's the wrong way round. So we had to lift it. Fucking hell, it was heavy. And we had to turn it round. And the priest is stood there. And the whole time we're going, fucking hell, fucking hell. And everyone's pissing themselves. I said, I'm so sorry. Fucking hell. And then we managed to turn it round. And then then one of the undertakers, this old guy, he was kind of doing the lifting. I just happened to be holding the strap as well. He was doing the lifting. Lowering a coffin. This is a deep hole. Lowering a coffin into a grave is really, really, really tough. Really tough. Incredibly tough. You know, and then there was like a bar. Oh, hang on, I've lost you. Sorry. Then there was like a bar in like a bar to keep the hole open. And it was tough. Then we scattered some earth. Roscoe says, remember having to lower my granddad's coffin at his burial. Seen so many on film, around the grave, raining, minister, lowering ropes, throwing dirt, flowers. Never seen the part where everyone walks away and leaves the dead. That's the moment,
isn't it?
And then we were allowed to play the audio of the recording of Lena's friend. I cannot remember her name. Evelyn, I think. And then, you won't hear this, Catherine, but we were allowed to play on a big speaker in the middle of a huge, massive cemetery. We were allowed to play
this. When you say allowed, no one stopped us.
We played the Tetris music. Evelyn Hoskins was the name. We played the Tetris music. And there was some old woman not that far away from us with some flowers, obviously visiting a grave. And we're thinking, well, she's probably not going to recognise it's Tetris, although she would probably have been about 40 when it came out, so maybe she does. But it was loud. Anyone who was in that cemetery would have heard it booming. It's funny. It was a funny way to end
a heavy day.
End a really heavy day. Took my sister back to the train station. We went to the wake, where Scott wouldn't eat any of the sandwiches because he can't do sandwiches. He can only do sausage rolls, and there weren't any sausage rolls.
He said it was too elaborate.
Yeah, it was weird, isn't it? He's a weirdo. And we stayed there an hour, maybe. I made a point of talking to people, which I don't normally do. Actually, it was a table I didn't speak to, and I wish I had gone and said hello to them. No, don't do that, Pat. And then we went home, and I was absolutely done in. I got home about 4:30, and I went to bed. And I got up about 7, had some food, and went back to bed. I was so tired. I was so drained. Busy week with Georgie Boy as well, and busy emotional week. And the funeral was kind of like a full stop. on, you know, the Lena situation's been going on for 2.5 months, you know, so it was kind of a full stop. I was able to release that had been going on for a while. I was able to release that, and it was exhausting.
Yeah, I kind of realised when we were at the wake that I had not had a vision of this week or anything beyond that day for about a month.
Yeah.
You know, when you get to the point where you go, oh, well, that's done. Okay, so tomorrow I haven't... Okay, there's nothing else to...
Yeah.
It wasn't like I was dreading it, but it is a big old bookend, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
People say funerals are awful. I actually think they're very helpful.
Well, that was the problem with lockdown, is that people were denied the ritual of saying goodbye to their loved one in a formal, whatever way you did it, whether it's religious or it's non-religious, there is, you know, Christian or Muslim or whatever, there is a pattern that they follow that we are accustomed to. And there is a reason they follow those patterns, because it's a way of, you know, not getting over it, but it's a way of saying goodbye. And that state, that part, you then move on to the next part. Very clumsy language and not completely accurate. But there's a reason why we gather together as people to say goodbye to the dead.
When it's been someone close to me, I have felt like the time between the death and the funeral is like a moment where you're holding your breath almost. You're in a sort of state of limbo. You're not quite. And by the time the funeral comes, it's a relief and a release. But then, you know, when it's someone you're close to, then everyone goes back to normal, don't they? And you're left there going, okay, so this is when it gets really hard, because people aren't being careful and mindful, and I'm supposed to crack on now and rebuild.
Who says that was what was heartbreaking for us? So few people at Mum's when she'd done so much in her life for others. Yeah. 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 There's poor people that had to have funerals during COVID. Gosh, there'll be a lot of unresolved trauma around that. Jim says, I know people who love Awake and Please for people who feel better because of one for me. I've always hated dressing up formally to be sad. I get it. I looked hot in a dark suit. I'm going to be honest. I looked hot in a dark suit.
So thanks, Lino, from everyone in the world.
Well, the good thing of that was, I put off trying the suit on, because I thought, I ain't going to fit into the trousers. I'm going to have to do the thing where you have the button that does it up. You kind of go to the next button and you just cover it with a belt. Put the suit on the night before, chef's kiss, fitted. I looked hot, black tie. New black tie. I found a black tie today, but new black tie, £20 for a tie. Catherine, I look good, right?
Yes, you look very dapper.
Thank you. And you did with your utility. You had like a bat utility belt.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got to accessorise, haven't you?
Hot and modest, says Gatford.
Exactly. Exactly. I think the reason why I find funerals reassuring is because when my granddad died, and that was the first person who was close to me, I wasn't in the country and I didn't go to the funeral.
Right, okay.
And so I don't think I really believed he was dead for a long time, to the point where when I finally actually saw his grave, I was right back at the beginning again. It was still really raw. I burst into tears, couldn't, you know, and it was, if you don't see someone from 1 month to the next, you can trick yourself that they're still alive, right? And I think there was an element of that going on. So I do find it reassuring to just anchor myself. I said anchor myself in reality a bit.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.